Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Oh, so right you are. Thank you very much for letting me be part of your morning commute. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, underway. Thanks very much for being here. Yesterday, I had commented on this story about out of Snohomish County. The FAA has decided to approve, after 3.5 years of study, approve commercial passenger flights out of Payne Field. There won't be a lot of them, but there will be some. And a lot of people don't know this, but they actually used to have, you know, the Payne Field's been there since the 30s. They actually had commercial flights two times, once in the 80s and I think once in the 50s. It was actually built for commercial flights, but the military commandeered it during the Second World War. And in the mid-60s, Boeing began building airplanes nearby, and they use it there as a, you know, for all their test flights. So the FAA says that they're all right with commercial flights in and out of Payne Field in Everett. Joe Marine, who I've known for years, Mukilteo mayor, says that his constituents are not okay with it. We talked to an activist yesterday who felt the same way, but I wanted to get Joe's take on this since he's speaking for his constituents. Joe, it's good to have you here on KVI.
Thank you, John.
Here's my take on this. I did my commentary on Como about this yesterday. I think that asking someone to drive 40 miles south to SeaTac or 40 miles north to Bellingham if they want to catch a flight to Yakima or Spokane or Boise or Portland is ridiculous when there's this huge venue right there in Everett, Payne Field, which the mayor would like to see used for commercial traffic. What is wrong with Allegiant or Horizon Air operating local regional flights out of Payne Field?
Well, John, there really isn't anything wrong, per se, with a few flights, and that's what people continue to say. It's only going to be 10 to 12 flights a day, you know, maybe 20 tops. But our major concern is we have a airport of national significance there, which is Payne Field. It generates $19 billion a year in asset. Compare that to SeaTac that generates $11 billion with their three runways and all the throughput and traffic that they have down there. This is the largest manufacturing facility in the world, the largest exporter in the country, and there are some who believe that we can have that and commercial flights and there won't be a problem. Our concern, a few flights, nobody would notice. For me and a lot of my constituents, it has never really been about the noise. We hear the Boeing flights. We hear, you know, Paul Allen and John Sessions have a collection up there. So you see historic planes flying around on the weekends and talk about noisy. And those are, P-51 is pretty darn noisy. Yeah.
No,
it hasn't been that so much as it is the concern that we have is if it should take off and become successful, if we truly need, and there's a market for another regional airport beyond the Bellingham and SeaTac, that it will take off and it will start to impact. And it's not even so much the fact that, it may push it out, but why would we go down that road when there's an opportunity to actually expand with regard to manufacturing?
Okay, let's step back from that. A couple of questions here, Joe. First of all, has Boeing weighed in one way or the other about limited commercial flights operating out of Payne Field?
The only way that they've weighed in was a letter about, 3 years ago, I think it was, that said they didn't believe that the study done with the few flights was going to impact them. Well, I agree with them. The few flights wouldn't. Again, my concern, and I would ask Boeing this, or any of the other aerospace companies around there, because it's certainly more than just Boeing. They're the largest. But at what point does it become a problem? Do we know what that is, and what would we do to make sure it didn't get there?
I wanted to get that on the record because I have not heard any opposition to limited commercial flights out of Painfield by small regional carriers from Boeing.
Well, and that's your key point there, is limited, John.
Okay, okay. Well, well, hold on. We got time. The second question is, how many flights take off every day from Painfield now, Joe?
Oh, gosh. Considering general aviation and all of them?
All of them. Yeah, well, yeah. You've got some small personally owned aircraft there as well. How many flights a day?
I would say, again, and I'm not an expert on how many flights, I would say probably 200 to 300.
Yeah, that's, I didn't know it was 300. I thought it was closer to 200.
Yeah.
So you would be increasing that by about 10%.
Well, but the difference is, John, right now, Boeing has the ability to pretty much come and go as they please. Once you allow commercial flights in there, they take precedence. Everything Boeing's doing is considered experimental until they deliver it. And commercial flights take precedence. So now you've got them scheduled. Boeing can't decide, oh, we need to deliver this 747-800 to Dubai or wherever they happen to be going with it, or we want to test. It wasn't that long ago when they were doing the 787, there was a delay. We literally had over 60 planes around the airport. I mean, I was kidding people that they had one parked in my driveway. But I mean, they were everywhere.
Okay. And how many runways?
They have, well, there's one major runway.
One huge one. And then there's a smaller one, too, isn't there? Okay.
For general aviation, correct.
Okay. So, I mean, the reason I wanted to get all these questions answered on the table, Joe, is that theoretically, legally, yeah, this could become, once you get a green light from the FAA, it's just a green light. So legally, it could become a 24/7 airport, which would be, you know, like John Wayne Airport is to LAX, you know, Painfield would be to SeaTac. But practically and politically and economically, I don't see how that can even come close to happening. First of all, you have to build a terminal. And it's very clear to me that a small regional airport, you know, a terminal might be fine, but I don't think that taxpayers or the people of the area are going to give a thumbs up to a massive terminal, which economically speaking wouldn't make sense anyway.
Well, you know, and again, the language is, I don't think, I don't believe, and our concern is, again, we have got this huge asset. Why do we want to take a chance for the few jobs that commercial air flights, again, a few flights would create? For the chance that it could happen in terms of expanding that. If, in fact, we need a regional airport here, which I'm not convinced we do, SeaTac built a third runway to accommodate, and they've got plenty of capacity, and we have Bellingham expanding. But let's say that, you know, we've done our research and we absolutely need another regional airport. We would be much better to look at something like Skagit County Airport, which is large enough to fly FedEx jets and so forth out of, surrounded by farmland, not competing with a large manufacturing base, that your natural draw for another regional airport is going to come from the north anyway. People about South and Northgate are going to continue to go down to SeaTac. There's no reason for them to come north.
The answer to that question, that's a good question, but I think, Joe, the answer to that is density. There's just far more people living near Painfield than there is Skagit Valley Airport.
Well, I understand it, but it was about convenience. We can get to the Skagit County Airport in probably 20 minutes from Snohomish County. I thought our problem was I didn't want to spend 45 minutes to drive to Bellingham or to SeaTac, which is about the same, well, maybe an hour to Bellingham.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a little more than 40, that.
Yeah, 45 to an hour to get to SeaTac, depending on traffic. In fact, I just drove it last week again. So, and I've never had an issue with getting to SeaTac. But again, if it's just for convenience sake and we need a regional airport, well, then let's look at that. And let's see, is there another one that makes sense rather than putting at risk such a large asset that we already have. Now, let's take into consideration what we have up there at Payne Field.
Okay.
And rather than going the way of commercial flights, because what I've heard from the other side is it's all about the economy and they're going to get all these great jobs, which I don't believe. But wouldn't it make more sense to expand the aerospace manufacturing? Why aren't we talking to GE
or
Pratt & Whitney to build their engines there?
Well, we already are expanding. I mean, Boeing is, I was emailing someone about this who was saying, well, you know, what Boeing's is going to freak out about this. I said, no, I don't think Boeing has a problem with this. Boeing is expanding its footprint in Everett with the tankers.
Yep.
And they're
building a new delivery center. They're building a new, right on the Mukilteo side, actually about 75% of it is in Mukilteo, is their new Dreamlifter delivery, or not delivery, but operations center.
And they're even expanding their footprint down south because they're going to build the renovated, updated version of the 737. So I'm just thinking, you know, yes, I know that some people fear the worst, but it's so boxed in by the realities of economics and politics and just the fact that you know, there aren't 8 million people in this area. I mean, there's you know, between Whatcom County and King County, there's closer to 2.5 million or 3 million, and you would just be able to, for people who are going to, you know, what are called puddle jumper flights, it's so convenient, and it just seems to make such obvious sense.
I tried to talk with the mayor of Everett about this. If, in fact, we could get a congressional decree, which is what it would take, to say this is an airport of national significance, and we're going to allow commercial flights, well, we're going to make sure that they're limited to one or two gates, again, 10 mm-hmm. to 20 flights a day, because we don't want it to impact. If somebody could do that, I think SOC, the Save Our Communities group, and our citizens would not have a problem with that. But our concern is, again, we've seen this time and time again, and John Wayne's another example, where it's going to start small, but it expands to fit the market. And if, in fact, what you and others are saying is, oh, this is desperately needed, people have to have this, well, then you might be true. And then it's a matter of how many people are willing to buy a ticket to catch a flight. Because, if you look at what...
So what happens if
we're
just
not interested?
Just build one gate.
Yeah, that's how it starts, John. And then... Oh gosh, the county's getting a little bit more money. Well, then it's two, and then it's three.
But the public through its elected representatives would have to say yes to that. And I don't think that would happen. Do you?
Well, I didn't think it would happen that they would allow it to begin with. So you know, anything can change over time, and I think that we are cutting off our nose to spite our face because we have an opportunity to expand what is bringing a tremendous amount of dollars into not only this county, but the entire region and the state, well, the country for that matter. And we should be expanding that.
Okay.
Those are $80,000 a year jobs, not, you know, barely above minimum wage baggage handlers and ticket takers and somebody to park your car.
And, you know, the attendant, you know, economies that build around flight access and whatnot.
Well, for that to happen, then you're talking a lot of flights. 10, 12 flights is not going to build up this large economy around it. And quite frankly, you'll never get the large economy that's built up around the aerospace manufacturing. I can tell you that as a matter of fact.
Joe Maureen, the mayor of Mukilteo, always great hearing your voice, Joe. Thanks for joining me, okay?
Thank you, John.
Now, Brittany, are we putting this on our Facebook fan page here?
Yeah, I think this is an important conversation to continue. So on 570 KVI, we are asking if you think this is a good idea or, if, you know, is this something you want to support and why do you feel that way? So
I'm
going to
open
up comments there.
Okay, great. That's 570 KVI Facebook page.